An official report by a Slovak government commission investigating the COVID-19 pandemic recommended mRNA vaccines be banned after determining they are dangerous. The commission also called on Slovakia to oppose the World Health Organization's WHO pandemic treaty and recent amendments to the International Health Regulations, IHR. Unless the vaccination with mRNA products is stopped or at least their efficiency and safety is proven, which today I already know it won't, and unless we save the Slovak Republic from the centralization of power under the WHO, my task is senseless, Kotlar said. According to Slovak news agency TASR, Kotlar said the report will be released to the public once the country's government convenes. The report was included on the agenda of today's cabinet meeting. Kotlar, an orthopedic surgeon, was named to his position in January. Since then, the commission has been accused of questioning the COVID-19 pandemic and vaccines and of being tainted by anti-vaxxer leadership. Mary Holland, CEO of Children's Health Defense, welcomed the outcome of the Slovak government's report and the efforts of the country's government to investigate the pandemic. She told The Defender, "I commend Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico for doing what every government leader worldwide should do today, call for a serious investigation of everything COVID, the inadequate clinical trials, the medical coercion of experimental products, the lockdowns, and the severe injuries and deaths. Asking these questions should not be political or politicized. These are questions about how governments fulfilled or failed to fulfill their core obligations to protect citizens' lives, health, and freedom." Swiss attorney Philip Cruz, who has been active in opposing the WHO's pandemic treaty and IHR amendments, called the report and the commission's recommendation good news and an exceptional situation. "To my knowledge, Slovakia is the first country in Europe where a government, not the opposition, has dared to investigate the true effects of the countermeasures taken during the corona crisis. I am very happy to hear this news and hope it inspires other countries to push forward into the same direction." Immunologist and biochemist Jessica Rose, PhD, told The Defender she supports a full ban of mRNA products worldwide and called the Slovak government's report a good precedent. Dr. Suchrit Bhakti said such a ban on mRNA vaccines is overdue. Just days after the Slovakian Commission made its recommendation, the town council of Port Hedland, the second largest city in Western Australia, voted to support a ban on mRNA products and called on the Australian government to implement a ban. "It seems an overdue process considering all the data in over 3,000 studies that demonstrate the harm caused by these experimental gene therapy injections," said Christoph Ploth, DO, a member of the World Council for Health Steering Committee, who welcomed the developments in Slovakia and Australia. "mRNA technology, what it should be called, has exposed 3/4 of humanity to an unacceptable risk," Ploth said. "Unfortunately, this risk has now materialized into around 20 million deaths and uncounted numbers of cardiological, immunological, neurological, and oncogenic side effects." Report calls COVID pandemic an act of bioterrorism. During his October 2 press conference, Kotlar questioned the COVID-19 pandemic itself, calling it an act of bioterrorism with the intent to jeopardize human health and test the naivete of the global population to follow orders subliminally, TASR reported. "The most serious consequence of the whole fabricated operation called the COVID-19 pandemic is the endangerment of human health and the confirmation of the naivety of the world population to be subconsciously obedient," Kotlar said. "Let us at least make the right gesture together by stopping the administration of mRNA preparations until their effectiveness and safety have been proven," he said. Kotlar said there are simply no relevant data from Slovakia, suggesting the previous government, in power until 2023, concealed the data, leaving the commission to illegitimately obtain it. According to Deutsche Welle, Kotlar has long been an outspoken opponent of the COVID-19 vaccines and countermeasures, posting videos on social media that earned him considerable popularity that helped him get into parliament. Kotlar's findings appear to enjoy the full support of Fico. In an address to the nation published October 5 on his Facebook account, Fico said, "You all know that I personally have always been against vaccination with experimental vaccines against COVID." Fico, who said he had many acquaintances who sustained adverse reactions after getting the COVID-19 shots, also called on Kotlar to find out which Slovaks had benefited from the unnecessary purchase of medical supplies and vaccines. Fico, the target of an assassination attempt in May, when an assailant shot him in the stomach, is known for his opposition to COVID-19 vaccines and countermeasures. In an address in January, he said, "The Slovak public simply needs an answer about the vaccination, why people were vaccinated with various experimental vaccines without any tests, why all sorts of drugs were pushed into people, and what actually happened during COVID." In a November 2023 speech soon after his government was elected, Fico said Slovakia will not support strengthening the powers of the WHO at the expense of sovereign states in managing the fight against pandemics. In December 2023, Slovakia rejected a set of IHR amendments proposed in 2022. Kotlar's report recommends Slovakia refuse to sign the 2023 IHR amendments and the pandemic treaty. According to Deutsche Welle, following the release of the report, Slovakia announced the government would stop cooperating with the WHO on COVID-19. No other EU member state has completed a COVID inquiry. Some members of Fico's government, opposition politicians, and some scientists and doctors sharply criticized the Commission's report, which also risks drawing the ire of the European Union, EU, of which Slovakia is a member state. TVP World reported that Zuzana Dolinkova, Slovakia's health minister, resigned on October 4, 2 days after Kotlar's report was released. Dolinkova officially cited an insufficient prioritization of healthcare as a reason for resigning, but he was also critical of the report, highlighting its unscientific facts and questioning why the health ministry must deal with questions about whether or not there is a pandemic, whether vaccines alter our DNA, or if we are being microchipped. Prior to her resignation, Dolinkova also questioned the government's support of Kotlar, claiming his ideas find no scientific support, Politico reported. According to Deutsche Welle, Kotlar's report generated outrage among scientists while doctors are horrified. Slovak national broadcaster RTVS cited demands from opposition political parties for Kotlar's ouster. Of course, mainstream narratives in the press and international public health are attempting to spin this proposed inquiry into a political diatribe against the so-called right, Holland said. People are getting sick of this nonsensical brush-off. Holland added. People want to know why death rates, especially in healthy young people, have risen astronomically. They want to know why children are having heart attacks. They want to know where the turbo cancers came from. A serious COVID inquiry will illuminate these questions. The Slovak people and everyone else deserve these answers. Slovakia may nevertheless encounter obstacles from the EU itself if it decides to ban mRNA injections. According to the Slovak Spectator, banning mRNA vaccines outright is not feasible, as they are registered with the European Medicines Agency. The government may, however, choose not to cover the costs of the vaccines. Dutch attorney Mike Terhorst, who has been active in opposing the pandemic treaty and IHR amendments, told The Defender that, at this time, it's hard to tell if the EU could start legal action against Slovakia. However, Cruz said, they will certainly try. Those behind the implementation of mRNA on a global scale are extremely powerful and perfectly organized, Cruz said. Of course, they will use all means to stop anybody who wants to spoil their big mRNA business. According to Plov, Slovakia has been criticized for this move from all sides in Europe. The likelihood of governments in the EU following Slovakia is not yet very plausible. But it will depend on the public's reactions when learning more and more about what has been done to them, Plov said. Australian Council calls for ban on Pfizer and Moderna mRNA vaccines. While the Slovakian government is mulling whether to proceed with banning mRNA products, the Port Hedland Council in Western Australia on October 11 passed a motion in a 5-2 vote, calling for the immediate suspension of the Pfizer and Moderna mRNA vaccines and for the Australian government to ban the products. The Daily Mail reported that the Council of Port Hedland, a mining town approximately 1,000 miles north of Perth, will now send letters demanding the COVID vaccines be withdrawn to the Prime Minister, federal and state health ministers. New. Historic moment in Australia. The action that results from this could end up sweeping the world. A new motion brought by the Port Hedland Council in Western Australia gets a 5-2 majority vote to a call for an immediate suspension of the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19, pic@twitter.com/WNQ4YH5FRG. Humanspective, at Humanspective, October 12, 2024. Councillor Adrian McRae introduced the motion. He told the Daily Mail he hoped writing to all of Australia's 537 councils would have a domino effect. The council heard testimony from a range of scientific experts, including molecular virologist and epidemiologist David Spiker, PhD, a senior research associate at the University of Guelph in Canada, who presented a report outlining evidence of DNA contamination in the mRNA COVID-19 shots. The council also heard testimony from Australian Member of Parliament Russell Broadbent, who last month wrote a letter to Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, signed by 26 lawyers, health professionals, and academics, calling for the immediate suspension of the mRNA shots due to DNA contamination and for a full investigation. This article has been updated to clarify that in addition to Slovakia, at least one other EU member state, the Netherlands, has established a COVID-19 inquiry